Recorded Books presents María Mariposa by Carla Arenas Valenti. Illustrated by Ana Ramírez González. Read by Ana Osorio. I dedicate this book with love to anyone who has experienced the loneliness of being far from home, and to Daría for giving this story its wings. K.A.V. To my dearest Levi, may your wings always carry you to places where your heart is happiest, and may you find boundless happiness in every flight of life's journey. A.R.G. One brand new morning in a brand new city, on the very first day of a brand new school, a gift arrived from Mexico.
Una mariposa,
María said, and she was right. But this was no ordinary butterfly. For on its wings, it carried the memory of home, the gold and orange of sunsets over deep blue seas, the purple of flower-heavy jacaranda trees, the polished turquoise of abuelita's earrings. And as it filled María's room, it made her feel a little less lonely and a lot more brave. María thought she might take the butterfly to school. But the butterfly had a better idea.
Yo soy María Mariposa.
With magic like this, María Mariposa knew she could do anything. She made Mommy her favorite hot chocolate. She helped Papi do all the dishes. She even made sure Tomás ate every bite of his breakfast. And she gave Pecas 100 kisses. But María Mariposa wasn't about to stop there. She made Mr. Peterson smile with a beautiful drawing of Mrs. Peterson, whom he missed dearly. She got Miss Friedman's cats to finally stop fighting. And she made Simon feel better by telling him his favorite joke. María Mariposa had so much Mexico magic to give that it spilled into the street and onto everyone she saw. But when the big yellow school bus arrived, María felt a little nervous. She fluttered her wings to make sure they were still there.
Buenos dias, she said.
Good morning, the friendly driver replied. And when the big yellow school bus dropped her off at school, María felt very nervous. We have a new friend in class, María's teacher announced. Please tell us where you're from. María stood in front of the room. She carefully picked out each of the words she wanted to say.
Hola, I am Mexico.
No, you're not,
came a reply, and the children laughed.
Sorry,
María whispered, for she had not chosen the right words after all. In art class, they drew self-portraits. María was proud of her colorful wings, but a careless elbow bumped her arm. In science, María got to feed Button and tell him all about Mexico. But when she forgot to close the cage, everyone was very upset. At lunchtime, nobody shared stories or riddles or giggles with María. She didn't feel much like María Mariposa anymore. And just like that, her wings were gone. Only loneliness stayed behind to keep María company. And the loneliness was so big. But the Mexico in María's heart was bigger. She didn't need a butterfly to remind her that she was bougainvillea pink, mango yellow, and the bright green of a parrotlet. Inside her, she carried sunsets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?